Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Happy New Year! Or as Eddie Murphy says in Trading Places, Merry New Year! This is Sports Central. Happy New Year to you. Our first show of the new year. I wasn't on the last couple days. Plenty to talk about today. 946-0435. Tons and tons to talk about. Penn State with an impressive showing against Boise State, which you should have expected anyway. Penn State just doesn't lose those kind of games. It wasn't Ohio State, but boy, Ohio State put a whooping on Oregon. So let me just set this up for you, okay? I asked Nathan to be in here to have a good conversation. I wasn't going to rub it in or anything like that. We were going to have a good conversation about this. 3-4 weeks ago, this was great radio. Nathan and I have talked about this. 3-4 weeks ago, on a Tuesday, Nathan and I argued for an hour. It was fantastic. And I don't stage arguments. I don't come in here looking to argue. I come in here looking to have discussions with you or Nathan or anybody else. And if we agree, we agree. If we disagree, we can discuss it. If we strongly disagree, we're going to have an argument. I'm not the kind of person that's going to shy away from an argument because I don't want confrontation. Hell, you want to bring confrontation? I'll confront you. We'll argue about it. So we had a pretty good argument about 4 weeks ago or so about the college football playoff and seeding and what would be best if you get a bye versus not a bye, Penn State winning the Big Ten championship game versus losing the Big Ten championship game, you know, what it would have meant, all of these things. And I'm not picking on Nathan here because he's not here to defend himself. He brought up excellent points about, well, hey, in the NFL playoffs, you always want to bye, right? You want to be rested, right? You want to go in and get a week off, rest your players, and then be ready to play and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, hey, you know, maybe that works in the NFL playoffs. This is year one of the college football playoffs, so none of that is relatable. We argued about this for a good 45 minutes. And I'm like, dude, I don't believe any of it. I don't believe anything that you're saying is relatable yet because we don't know. We don't know what the college football playoff is going to be. We don't know if having a bye is going to be a good thing or a bad thing. We don't necessarily know if winning your conference championship game is going to be a great thing for you going into the playoff or not. We don't know because we've never seen it in a 12-team field. My primary argument that day was that the way they were seeding teams was so outrageously preposterous that any common sense discussion, and Nathan was trying to have a common sense discussion. Well, in football, it's a vicious sport. It's better to have a week off. That's the common sense discussion. And I argued vehemently that day. That's wrong when you're going to play Boise State in the second round. It's just wrong. And so we got into this pretty good for a good while. And I didn't necessarily feel 100% right about what I was saying, but I at least felt it was worth fighting the common sense belief of, hey, in football, it's good to have a high seed and get a bye and rest and all this stuff. It's good to win the Big Ten championship game and be the number one overall seed and blah, 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 blah. How'd that work out for Oregon, which got its ass destroyed? Destroyed by an Ohio State team that is on a warpath and was ridiculously poorly seeded at number 8. It is absolutely asinine. And you might say I'm saying this after the fact. I argued this before the fact. It is asinine that Ohio State is a lower seed than Penn State. Are you frigging kidding me? Ohio State went to Beaver Stadium, controlled most of the game until Tyler Warren got hot later on, and Ohio State won. But because Ohio State went to Michigan and lost, everybody panicked. Ohio State's only loss all year was a 32-31 loss at Oregon early in the season in a game which Ohio State would have won if it had two more seconds. Two more seconds, because the quarterback slid, blah, blah, blah. They needed more time to get the field goal unit on. Ohio State kicks a 45-yard field goal. They win that game. That was their only loss of the season until Michigan. So what happened was the College Football Playoff Committee decides to seed Ohio State number 8. You lose to Michigan, blah, blah, you're the number 8 seed. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. That seeding was preposterous. You mean to tell me that Penn State barely beats Minnesota, barely beats USC, loses to Ohio State, and all of a sudden Penn State gets a higher seed than Ohio State, and the most favorable path to the college in the college football playoff that you could possibly imagine as the number 6 seed? So this is what I argued 4 or 5 weeks ago, that I could see this coming. So yeah, I am going to say I kind of told you so, that I was right on this one. And look, I'm wrong sometimes. I'm wrong on opinions sometimes. People like to call me out when I'm wrong on opinions, and that's fine and dandy. I was perfectly spot on with this because I could see it coming with this preposterous notion that these conference champions had to be seated in the top 4. You could see this debacle coming. And what do I mean by debacle? Number 1 seed Oregon had a bye, lost in the first game. Number 2 seed Georgia had a bye, lost its first game. Number 3 seed Boise State had a bye, lost its first game. Number 4 seed Arizona State had a bye, lost its first game. Great game against Texas, should have won, gave up a 4th-and-13 and lost the game. The top 4 seeds in this tournament all had byes, all got that extra week off, which you're supposed to crave in college football, and yet lost. And this is the crux of the argument that I was having a few weeks ago, that whatever you think you know about a tournament in football, whatever you think you know about a playoff structure in football, you had to throw it out the window because of this ridiculous playoff format that we were handed in college football. It's an absolute disaster. When your number 3 seed Boise State plays your number 6 seed Penn State, and Penn State's favored by 12 points over Boise. Penn State wasn't favored by 12 points over Minnesota or Illinois or, good God, man. I don't think, at least. I'd have to check Minnesota. They weren't favored by 12 points in these games. And you're favored by 12 points over the number 3 seed because that team should not have been seeded number 3. So a couple things we're going to talk about here over the next week or so. Now, look. There's a discussion. There's the Penn State discussion. Awesome job by Penn State. Congratulations. They've done everything they had to do. Nothing that I'm saying, absolutely nothing that I'm saying, is any knock on Penn State. In no way, shape, or form am I looking at what Penn State is accomplishing, has accomplished, and diminishing it in any way. What I'm telling you is that college football's playoff structure was so broken this year and so pathetic this year that it embarrassed the sport. The number 1 team in the country, the undefeated team, the conference champion of clearly the best conference in football this year, because the SEC was vastly overrated, the champion of the best conference in football this year, their reward was playing the best team in college football in the second round. Ohio State, that loss to Michigan, it's the best thing that could have ever happened to Ohio State, which is my pick to go on and win it all. But because you had this structure in place where Boise's third, Arizona State's fourth because they're conference champions and blah, 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 all of that's got to change next year. That's preposterous. And then I just got to mention it again. The playoff committee looking at that Ohio State roster and dropping them to the eighth seed. Sure, the loss to Michigan was bad. The offense was bad. They struggled. It was a home loss to Michigan. That's bad. But that's also the biggest rivalry in all of sports on this entire planet. There's no sports rivalry bigger and better and more important to the people involved than Ohio State-Michigan. So you lose rivalry games. You have to kind of look at that and take it with a little bit of grain of salt. Michigan's beaten Ohio State 4 years in a row. Michigan has the formula to beat Ohio State. And yet the committee knocks Ohio State all the way down to number eight while rewarding Penn State with number six and the easiest path possible to the Final Four. It's fascinating the way this whole thing has played out. All right, our phone lines are open. You can jump in on anything that we're talking about, 946-0435. Happy New Year to everybody. It's been a few days, so if you got anything else you want to discuss, you can as well. Dan the Man, what's going on, Dan? How you doing?
Well, I'm humbled, Corey. I'm humbled where you put me, number six. I'm humbled and surprised and shocked, really. But I'm highly appreciated, for
Dan,
sure.
Dan, you know more about what I talk about on this show than I do. You call in like with verbatim comments of something I said 9 months ago, and I'm like, oh, I guess I did talk about that 9 months ago. I don't know. You're probably right, Dan.
Well, and the same way, you win more than you lose on your opinions on sports things.
Here's the thing. I've done this a long time. I've got to give a lot of opinions. I'm wrong a lot. I'm wrong a lot. So are you. So is everybody. I just know that I'm in the public realm and I give opinions, and it's easy. When you make a mistake, you have a bad prediction, you have a bad opinion, and it's proven wrong. It's easy because, I'm kind of a public figure. Ah, Geiger, you're an idiot. Look how wrong you are. Well, I'm right way the hell higher percentage of the time than I'm wrong.
Oh, absolutely. No question. No question. And your knowledge is right up there with Dr. John's and everything. It's just the way it is. Now, you're very, very humble when you name Soxie number one in your top ten. I commend you. And you got called out on it too. I mean, in a good way. Yeah, and I think it was the number two caller, I think, that said Soxie deserved number one. That's Nebraska, man.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Now, my main call, Corey, was the alumni base. Now, see, Notre Dame has been on the airways since sports was invented.
Yeah.
See, nationwide. No, but not so much Penn State, but alumni base. Penn State must better double and triple than the size of Notre Dame, because the schools are
so much
bigger. See, and it's going to be interesting. This is a great, especially for the East, but for Notre Dame, it's always that way. You know, it's just when they're on the top. And Notre Dame was very lucky last night to win that game, see?
I wouldn't say lucky. I mean, Georgia was without their starting quarterback, so you knew it was going to be tough for them. I mean, Notre Dame played very – this is going to be a really good game between Notre Dame and Penn State. I will let everybody know I'm going to pick Penn State to win the game. I don't know that Notre Dame's offense is strong enough. But now, look, we don't know if Abdul Carter is going to be playing for Penn State or his situation. I'm going to pick Penn State. I think this is a golden opportunity for Penn State to at least get to the national championship game, where they're going to face Ohio State, and that's a different challenge and discussion altogether. But I like the matchup for Penn State versus Notre Dame.
Oh, absolutely. My wife and I, we hoped for that. And absolutely. And this is going to be a battle. But Penn State can't make any mistakes, though. They got to be mistake-free. But no, they're going to be a superior team. There's no, I think they're probably a better team, and everything. But that coach for Notre Dame, what's his name, Freeman or something?
Yep, Freeman. Yep.
You know, he's done a decent job with that team.
I want to mention this, just to throw this out, because this is not something that most people think about. Maybe you're not aware of this at all. I find it pretty fascinating. And look, I don't necessarily view the world this way all the time in any component, but when it does happen, it's worth bringing up. There has never been a black head coach win a national championship in college football. It's crazy to think of that, but even more so, there has never even been a black head coach in the national championship game in college football.
Well, they got one now.
We're going to be guaranteed to have one this year because Penn State plays Notre Dame, James Franklin versus Marcus Freeman. It will be the first. It's amazing to me in a sport at the highest level where I don't know what percentage. It's got to be 70% of the players in college football are black, if not higher, and such a tiny percent of coaches in the sport, head coaches in the sport, are black. But never has a college head coach won a national title who's black, never even appeared in a championship game with a black head coach. And James Franklin has really kind of made no secret about this for a number of years. He wants to be the first black head coach to win a national championship. And if he does, James Franklin is a legend in this sport. Just like Tony Dungy is a legend in the NFL, first black head coach to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely.
Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl as a black head coach in the NFL. If James Franklin or Marcus Freeman wins a national championship as the first black coach in college football to do so, you're talking about College Football Hall of Fame legendary status forever. No matter how much we can nitpick James Franklin, this, that, or whatever, if James Franklin wins two more games this season, he is a legend in the history of the sport. Think about it that way.
That's right. And neither two of them, Notre Dame or Franklin, you know, Penn State, you know, No, I don't see any bit of prejudice at all in them.
Yeah, I don't bring up the race card very often. They're both coaches, and that's kind of the. But it would be a historic accomplishment if either one of them ends up winning the whole thing.
Oh, without a doubt, I'm tickled to death for it.
Hey Dan, you mentioned Nebraska Man. I got an update coming up here on Nebraska Man. So stick around here. 9460435. This says Frank, and it says you have an update on our buddy Nebraska Man. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, Corey.
How you doing, pal?
It's me, Nebraska Man.
This is Nebraska Man. It says Frank on here. What's up, buddy?
Hey, just want to call, let you know. Please bear with me. I have beat the system. I'm no longer taking dialysis. I'm done.
You sound good, man. Is everything is everything on the up and up?
Yes, I went. I had my blood work done yesterday. I went to my kidney doctor today. He said it's a miracle. The heart doctor was there. They don't believe how I ever survived to begin with. And now that they'll be taking my port out on Tuesday, I will be done with dialysis. And then I have to go back in 3 months to get reevaluated and get more blood work done. So I want to thank all of you guys for all the calls, the prayers, the love. That's me on the radio. That was very, very, very special to me. And I'm back. I will be calling back on a regular basis. I don't know if I'll start out at 5 days a week, but I will be calling two or three times a week. I do have a couple of questions. I do want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I do believe that Penn State and Ohio State will play for the national championship. I don't know how Notre Dame could be a point-and-a-half favorite against Penn State. I don't think they have the firepower that Penn State has. But I have two questions to ask you. Number one, Do you believe that they will have an increase in the college playoff system? And should they add more referees on the field for the games?
Second one first. I do think having another ref with so much at stake, I think that could benefit all levels of football, pro and college. So I think that is a given, and you got to make sure you have the best replay system possible. Number two, I don't want to see an expanded playoff. I think this year kind of proves that some of these teams just it's a big drop off from, say, six or eight teams to whatever. But there's so much money involved that there's going to be an expansion. These games draw so much, so many viewers, so much TV revenue that they're going to move it to 16 in two or three years. So I do think that is inevitable. So that's the bottom line on those two questions. And I would love to answer any more questions that you ever have, Nebraska man. But I want to tell you what you've meant. I mean, you called me every single day for a year and a half. I mean, I don't know that you missed a single day of calls for a year and a half, and it's been 5 or 6 months since we've heard from you much. So I know that you've gone through the ringer here. I cannot tell you how happy I got tears in my eyes here just to hear you talk about beating the issue that you had, being off dialysis now. And look, for local radio to have somebody that is so reliable and such a good friend of the program, it brings such joy to my heart. I want to tell you Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, all of those things. But the bottom line is, I'm just happy for you, my man. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, everybody out there. I love you guys.
Hey, we love you, Nebraska man. Thank you, buddy.
Do you like beer? Do you like wine? Well, then you're going to love hearing that the Mountain City Beer and Wine Festival is back once again to give you a taste of the best beers and wines around, featuring the vendors you know and love, plus even more first-year vendors. Make plans to get to the Jaffa Shrine Center in Altoona on Saturday, January 11th, to sample over 100 different beers from breweries such as Robin Hood, Forbes Road, Stone, and many more. We'll also be featuring wines from multiple wineries like Woody Lodge, Greenhouse, Happy Hour Winery, and spirits from Big Spring and Defiant. There will be merchandise vendors as well. Tickets can be purchased online at jaffashriners.org/brewfestival. You can also get tickets in person at the Jaffa Shrine ticket office and at Frederick Lock and Key. All sales are final, and as always, designated drivers get in free. Check out our Facebook page and Instagram for more updates. Make plans now to attend the largest beer and wine festival in Central PA. You won't want to miss it. The Mountain City Beer and Wine Festival, Saturday, January 11th at the Jaffa Shrine in Altoona.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Marilyn Monroe's real name is Norma Jean Mortensen. And John Denver is actually John Dutchendorf. Well, some names just sound more like a star than others. And so Marion Morrison became John Wayne. And it's the same with country music. This weekend, join us and discover the real names of some of your favorites on our feature of Country Stage Names. Right here, Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
Rick Jackson's Country Classics, 9 to noon Sundays on 1370 AM and 96.1 Hank FM. Hank FM!
You know, I've done this show a long time. The very first show I did as Sports Central with Corey Geiger, I'd done some shows for a few weeks after Rob Egan left, but my very first show as Sports Central with Corey Geiger was on January 5th, 1999. I'm sorry, not 1999. I got here in 99. January 5th, 2009. And so Monday, or Sunday, is actually the 16-year anniversary. I was going to save it until Monday. We were going to do some things on the show Monday, like the anniversary. Monday is January 6th. But I was going to save it for Monday and mention some things about the anniversary and talk about some favorite memories of the program over the years. 16 Monday, so the actual anniversary date is Sunday, but we'll do it on Monday for 16 years on the air here since I first came on. But ever since I started the show, my number one priority has been local calls. I've felt for a long time that no matter what we're talking about, no matter what I'm doing, no matter what I've got scheduled, if I start getting local calls from people, that's the priority. That's everything else takes a back seat. I can push a guest back. I can push a topic or discussion back another day. If I come in here and get a bunch of local calls, that is absolutely the most important thing to me about doing local sports, because it gives you an opportunity to talk. See, national sports talk shows, and there aren't many anymore. I mean, when I started in 2009, ESPN Radio was in its heyday. I've been on ESPN Radio 50 times as a guest. I know all about how it works. They keep guests to 10 to 12 minutes. They ask, you know, somewhat topical questions and don't always get into a lot of deep discussions. And they don't have spots for people to call locally and give you 4 or 5 minutes to talk. Now, Jim Rome, you might wait on hold for an hour to get on with Jim Rome for a minute and a half and spew your nonsense or whatever the hell he wants from his clones and all that stuff. But local sports talk radio, to me, has always been about local callers. If you've got something to say about Penn State or the Steelers or the Pirates or the Curve or Penguins or whatever, I take a lot of pride in knowing not only is this your best format to do so, it's really your only format. And I'm not bragging about that part. I'm saying we don't have the formats in this market any longer for people to really express a lot of opinions other than this show. And I am unbelievably grateful for Dave Davies putting me on the air 16 years ago at the previous institution, and some other folks there. I'm not really going to mention their names. I didn't always have the greatest working relationship with them, but I was on the air for a long time there. And then Bob Taylor and Matt Leitner. Bob Taylor went to bat for me here, and Matt Leitner opened up a spot, and I came back on 4 years ago. We had a hiatus for about 6-8 months or whatever. And Andy Kreiser, I cannot thank enough Andy Kreiser for bringing me back on the air here more than a year or so ago. And it's just been awesome. And again, it's not just about me. I want to come in. I want to talk to you people. I want to talk to you folks, because we have a town of 50,000 people, a county of 130,000 people. And I love the fact that this is really the only forum for local people to call in and share their opinions about sports. And that's why Nebraska Man means the world to me. And why, I'm going to try not to get choked up here, but I was very worried about Nebraska Man over the last 5-6 months or so. I heard from Nebraska Man, if not every day, then 99% of days for a year and a half. He became caller number one on this show because he called in every single day. We had good conversations. He would bring up excellent questions and excellent discussion points. And to just have an unbelievably loyal listener and contributor. There might be others of you out there that listen every day, and I'm so thankful for all of that. But Nebraska Man would call every day, and I'd give him 4 or 5 minutes every single day for a year and a half. And to hear his voice a few minutes ago, that he's no longer on the dialysis, and he sounded awesome. That's what this means to me. And so, again, I was going to save some of this discussion for Monday when we do kind of the anniversary show, but I just felt like this was an appropriate time to mention how much it means to me to hear from you folks, to hear from Nebraska Man, to hear from our next guy who for the longest time has been caller number two. And he's not even local, but the Clarkster calls in probably 75% of the time I'm on. I know you probably had an idea what you wanted to talk about, but I'll just open it up to you, Clarkster. What you got?
Well, continued prayers for Nebraska Man, and keep fighting the good fight because we want to hear from you.
Awesome. Well said. Thank you, man.
Yeah. The thing about the playoffs, and that's only one of the things that's going to be on the plate of the NCAA, which equals the colleges, is the playoff structure and what they were stuck with. But remember, those big schools agreed to that format. And then the rankings that they totally then got screwed up underneath the top four. 3 and 4 should have never been there. Okay.
3 and 4 invalidated the tournament. Having Boise 3 and Arizona State 4. Look, Arizona State gave Texas a grade. Having them at 3 and 4 completely invalidated the whole damn field because that pushed Penn State back. Notre Dame. That pushed Ohio State to 8. No way in the world.
There's a couple of keys to the rankings. A couple of things are they perceived the Michigan loss as something draconian or something.
Right.
You know, the also
Michigan's playing tremendous right now. Michigan then beat Alabama in the bowl game.
Well,
and again, hang on. But the main point I want to make with Michigan is that's a rivalry. Yeah, the fact that Michigan beat Ohio State, that is a black mark on Ohio State's resume, sure. But Ohio State won at Penn State. That's a rivalry. Don't you put that with a little bit of a grain of salt? It's like the Steelers and the Ravens. The fact that the Steelers can beat the Ravens every now and then doesn't mean that the Steelers are better than the Ravens. It's that in a rivalry, when you know every single thing about the other team, sure, you're going to have some weird outcomes every now and then.
Yeah, but the fact that Penn State, they elevated Penn State because they were in the Big Ten title game.
And that's a fraud because they did that so that they validated the conference championship games and wanted to make sure that those carried some significance and money. They shouldn't. They just shouldn't, okay? Championship game. Just because you get there, just because SMU got there, doesn't mean that SMU deserved to be in the field, okay?
Now, they may try to get the 12 right. I don't think it lends itself to going to 16 after seeing what has happened.
But it will because it's more money.
Well, that's a bigger picture, which is what I alluded to. They're going to have so much on their plate because you are now going to see if they continue with what legislation is out there. 27-year-old quarterbacks.
Hey, wait a second. You might not know this. It hasn't really hit the national news yet. There's mention on social media, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
We'll talk about this more another day. But the NCAA today began discussing, which means it's going to happen. And when they have these discussions, it's just kind of almost a formality, that all athletes in every sport in college, get this, everybody?
Yep.
They're going to get a fifth year of eligibility.
Yep.
Every athlete, football players are going to have 5 years of eligibility. Basketball players, tennis players are going to have 5 years of eligibility. Fencers, these people are going to be college is going to become their professional life, and they're going to get 5 years to make their money. And quite frankly, if they never work again the rest of their lives, some of them will have made all the money they'll ever need.
Well, you know the issues with some of the schools now. There are athletic fees that you're paying in the context of your tuition and room and board. So that, I mean, it's...
Yeah, let's save that discussion for now. I just wanted to mention that as a corollary to what we're discussing here. But look, it's going to go to 16 teams. I hate it. I don't think 16 teams deserve it, but... It's just what's going to have to happen more likely than not is they're all going to have to find a way to eliminate the conference championship games and then make that money back in the extra round of playoff games.
Well, anyway, remember, the NCAA equal sign colleges. It's the colleges. The NCAA isn't something. They're made up of the colleges. Okay, that's one thing. And real quick, are we going to have Corey's tournament where we line the callers up against each other? And if I'm a 3, I guess I'm playing Dan as a 6.
Huh. That's a hell of an idea. Like, we have a debate. We have
a sports debate.
Nathan and I could be in here as the judges. We'll give you that's a sensational idea. We'll give you topics, and whoever we feel... We might need a third person in here in case there's a tie vote.
Yeah.
Whoever wins advances. I love that idea.
Yeah. Well, it was just the thought that I came up with. And by the way, I don't know whether you know the tie-in here. Dr. John on your station was a pupil of my next-door neighbor.
No way. How about that? Good stuff.
Yes. Back in high school, he went to Bishop Kenrick in Norristown.
Okay, good. That's good stuff.
And my neighbor taught him there.
Is that how you got to calling into this area so much?
I forget how I originally got to WRTA, but it was through Dr. John.
Right.
And I kind of put them a little bit in touch with each other. So
good stuff.
But that's the connection with the Clarkster and whatever. So.
All right. So Clarkster, you're now the number 3 caller. So I love that idea of
the one with the best batting
bracket.
Average, right?
That's pretty. That's right. Yeah, you want your best hitter at number 3. Thank you, man. And with that, we go to caller number 2. So what we've had here, almost in order, but we've had Nebraska man caller number 1. Then we go to caller number 3 and Clarkster. Now we got caller number 2. All in a row. This might be the first time that's ever happened, buddy. What's going on?
It's the beginning of the tournament, Corey.
You like that tournament idea? You're going to be seated against the number 7 seed, which right now I guess would be Bob and Altoona. That's a hell of a first round matchup right there.
He's scary. I'm going to have to work out. I'm going to go to the building too and work out.
Hey, let me. I don't know what you wanted to talk about, but I got to ask you. Looking on it now, can you believe they put Ohio State as the 8 seed?
Well, I can see how it happened because they just put a lot of weight on that Michigan loss. But I agree with you that you throw the records out with that game. But I still say there was no excuse for that. So I think Ohio State got what they deserved.
But
I mean,
aren't the human beings – okay, first of all, I was reminded of this by something – if the BCS had still existed, if the BCS still existed today, the national championship game would be Oregon versus Georgia, two teams that lost their first playoff game by a combined 33 points. Think about that. Think about how crazy that is. The national championship game right now, if this were 2013, the national championship game would have been Oregon versus Georgia. Oregon lost by 20 to the number 8 seed, for God's sake. Georgia lost by 13 to the number 7 seed. So just think about that with regards to how tournament seedings and brackets, how screwed up this whole thing was this year.
Yeah, I'm not glad I'm not on the committee that has to rework it, because they've got to change it. It doesn't make any sense.
There's two things here. One, the number 3 and 4 seed, you can't have that. You simply cannot have lesser teams be given generously a top 3 or 4 seed. Secondly, you cannot place that much emphasis on the conference championship game. If they're going to put Penn State above Ohio State because Penn State played in the national championship game and or in the Big Ten championship game, and you don't want to diminish the value of the Big Ten championship game, you're still getting it wrong. You're just getting it wrong. You should be ranking these teams based on who you think is better. I cannot believe that there were many people, especially more than half of that committee, that thought Penn State was a better team than Ohio State.
No, you're right. Yeah, I think they were in a bind because of the rules they set up to start, so they'll probably rethink that considerably this time.
Yep.
Hey, real quick, so glad Nebraska man's back. Our prayers were answered.
I love it. Isn't that great? I was going to mention on Monday, I will go ahead. I am very much considering now our get-together here. I'm not quite sure logistically how I'll do it to get RSVPs from people, but I was going to mention this Monday. I'll go ahead and throw it out now. I'm going to try to do a thing with our top 10 callers to where we get everybody together sometime here over the next month or two. I'll pay for everything. If anybody wants to donate something, that's great. But I'm not quite sure how I'll do it in terms of how getting RSV. Because I don't want to pay for 30 people and 8 people show up and then I'm out a couple hundred bucks. So I got to figure out the right way to do it.
Well, I'll help you out. Corey, I have a suggestion, though.
All right.
We'll make it like Festivus. I'll bring a metal pole and we'll have feats of strength.
Hey, look, I'm 51. I'm still in I don't think we need a bunch of 60 and 70 year olds doing feats of strength. We don't need anybody keeling over at the top caller gathering, okay?
Well, I'm 73 and I'll take you on.
You'll take me on? We'll go play game 1-on-1 or what?
Yeah, we'll play we'll do some Indian wrestling, and then we'll play basketball.
We'll play some basketball. I'll kick your rear. You ain't beating me in basketball. You ain't beating me in baseball. You might beat me in feats of strength or something, but I'm still pretty good at these other sports, man.
Well, I'll bring Galen as my second.
That ain't fair. You don't get to bring Galen against anybody. Galen beat everybody by himself. Thanks, brother.
Okay, Corey.
Appreciate it, man. Good stuff.
Joey Logano is the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series champion.
We could have called it a rebuilding year. That would have been the loser thing to say. We kept grinding and figuring it out and getting a little bit better and a little bit better, and got the all-star win, which was great, and then able to lock ourselves in the playoffs and then winning the most important races, right? We said it so many times that, you know, winning Vegas, the first race in the round of 8, that's what it's about. You know, that gives you the opportunity to focus in. And, you know, we didn't run good in the last 2 weeks because we didn't focus on them. We didn't even care. And we showed up here and you know, was able to, be fast off the truck, qualify well, lead a lot of laps in the first stage. And we got ourselves back a little bit there further than I wanted to, but able to have a restart at the end that got us back to the lead. And to race Blaney to the end, I mean, that's for Roger Penske and everyone at Team Penske, I don't think you can draw it up any better. To see a 1-2 finish like that, not only in the race, but in the season, that's pretty remarkable.
If you remember, he was actually eliminated from the playoffs for a few hours until the 48 car failed post-race inspection at Charlotte, putting Joey and the 22 team back in. His stats for the year look like this. Logano racked up 4 wins, just 7 top 5s, 13 top 10s, 3 poles, on his way to grab his 3rd championship. This is the final lap.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice, but now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy.
All right, welcome back. Our phone lines are open, 946-0435. Awesome calls today. Caller 1, 2, and 3. Heard from everybody. That's fantastic. All three in a row. We want to thank our presenting sponsor, J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, for all they do for our little program. Again, as I mentioned earlier, Sunday is actually the 16th anniversary of the first show I ever did. We'll celebrate it some on Monday. There would be no show without the sponsors here, like J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. I do my morning sports update sponsored by Phoenix Domus Halfway House. I cannot thank enough the local sponsors for their contributions to keeping local programming on the air, not just this show, but all of the sports programming that we do here at Leitner Communications. We'll go to the phone lines. Welcome in, Dave. What's up, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Corey. How are you doing?
Oh, great, man. What's going on?
2 points I wanted to raise. Actually, one in the form of a question. This is not Jeopardy. But when it was four teams, didn't they do that via the computer? Plug in the information and come up with the four teams and then, you know, have it out?
Two they did. When it was the BCS, they did. They combined the AP poll, the coaches poll, like the Sagarin poll, and they combined it with a couple of computer models, and they came up with 1 and 2 that way. When it went to 4, they had human beings deciding the 4.
Well, why can't they plug all that information again into the computer with the 12 teams or however many teams are going to have in a playoff, and then reseed them according to what the computer tells them, depending on the factors like strength of schedule, whatever factors they use, and come up with a more appropriate seating based on what the computer tells them to do, as opposed to their subjective views of, you know, Michigan, Ohio State's loss to Michigan, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I will say this, it is unbelievably complicated, because just look at the SEC. The SEC has dominated the playoff since its inception, and the SEC sucks this year, okay? So what we've seen with the SEC over the last month and a half, it almost has broken the system, because the computer models, Dave, probably would have told you that the SEC still deserved whatever it should have gotten, and yet the on-field production, Alabama losing, not even getting in, Georgia. I mean, Texas probably should have lost. They survive a 4th and 13. The SEC, if Texas doesn't survive 4th and 13, the SEC doesn't even have a team in the top 4. So I can sit here and criticize the human beings on the committee for making mistakes, while also acknowledging it is an unbelievably difficult thing to try to do. Whatever criteria I come up with, somebody could probably shoot holes in too, so, because it's just so, so very hard.
Well, yeah, but that's the point of the computer. Computer is an aid to making that type of decision. Ultimately, the committee has the final say.
But the computers probably – I'll see if I can find it here. It might take – the computers might have had Oregon playing Georgia. I mean, and Oregon's clearly not better than Ohio State, and Georgia's not better than seven or eight teams probably without their core. So I guess what I'm saying is, in a year like this, and there, look, there were a lot of years. I don't have these numbers in front of me. There were a lot of years where the BCS actually did get it right. The models would show that the two teams that were in there were actually the teams that probably deserved to be in there the most. But this time around, again, you have all four teams are lower-seeded teams. The top four teams all lost in their first playoff game. This was such a weird aberration, and because it's so bizarre, they're going to have to almost change the entire damn components of how everything is put together.
Well, they're never going to. I mean, it's never going to be perfect. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect.
Right.
But I think the mistakes weren't as many as were glaring in this first time playoff. You know, in this first-time playoff where obviously there have to be adjustments, but why don't they provide – have the computer, like I said, seed the teams, and ultimately it's going to be up to that committee to make a decision. Well, the computer's suggesting this team is number two. We don't think it's number two, and we're going to put them here, whatever the case may be. It just seems they're not using the available technology to try to limit the number of mistakes that are very glaring, even for Penn State, where they're playing SMU and Boise State. I know it's the advantage of the schedule, but seriously.
I'm trying to – I found the Sagarin rankings, which have been as of right now, through January 2nd, the Sagarin rankings have Ohio State number one, Notre Dame number two. I'm trying to find a regular season ranking, if I can, on here, to see where he stood going into the – so as of right now, his teams – top two are Ohio State and Notre Dame. But that's after everything has been played out in the bowls so far. I'm going to see if I can find where he had, because Sagarin has been used for, you know, 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
Good stuff, bud.
On a lighter note.
Yep, go ahead.
On your debate forum.
Yep.
As opposed to, you don't, well, tell people that 99 is not a good time right now. A lot of snow and a lot of ice on 99.
99.
Anyway,
okay, very good. Yeah, 99 is not a good. Not good. Everybody be careful out there.
Yeah. As opposed to having a third person, you don't need a third person. What you need is sports trivia questions. If there's a tie, have the contestants, whether you want to have it one sports trivia question or best out of three, sports trivia questions, because we're calling a sports show.
I like
something about sports.
I love trivia.
And
that
way,
is
the trivia will break the tie if you have three questions.
Okay, I like that. So we have a debate on a topic, and if it's close, the tiebreaker would be trivia.
There you go.
Oh, I like it. That's great. I love it, Dave. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. All right, we've got. I'm going to try to get in two more calls here. We got Jerry on the line. What's up, Jerry? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. You know, when you hear guys like Nebraska, man, the stuff that they have to go through, and you know, when you're blessed like I am with really good health, you know, you just, sometimes you don't appreciate what you have. And he, I just wonder if he sometime maybe he could call in and talk about if playing sports like he did, if it, you know, made him be able to handle tough things like he's obviously gone through. Because I do think that's one of the things you get out of sports, whether you're a star or whether you're a bench fitter, you know. I think you learn how to endure tough things, and I just wonder if it helped him get through some of this crap that this poor guy's gone through.
That's a great point. That's a good show that we could have of what does playing sports do for you from a personal standpoint in dealing with adversity. Some people just cannot handle the adversity. I deal with a lot of younger kids that even at 12 years old will still cry when they lose, versus other kids with, like my boy's kind of like, I can't handle the crying. I just can't. I can't handle kids crying when they lose. My kid, on the other hand, I wish it kind of mattered more to him, because he's like, well, as soon as the game's over, he's just going to have fun, whatever. And I'm like, hey, could you cry once? And he has, actually. But so there, it is a fine line of how much do you care? How much do you take out of it? How much do you learn from it? And then if you play at a, you know, whatever level you get to, how does that impact you in the business world when you're in your 20s and 30s and 40s and all that stuff?
Yeah, when you got a coach yelling at you to run, we used to call them suicides, and they made us change it to lines in basketball, you know, and you're exhausted, you feel like throwing up, but you know, you keep going, you know, and I think that helps you. Hey, as far as the football playoffs go, I don't know if you said this or I heard, I think Dan Patrick might even said it. Why not let Vegas choose the rankings? You know, they seem to get it right every
Vegas
year,
is more know? Right than anybody. But that's, hey, look, I would not disagree with that. Vegas is more spot on with this stuff. Like you can put in projected matchups, Penn State versus Georgia, Penn State versus, you know, Alabama, whatever, and just do it that way. That I'm not sure that would be, I think you would get the best teams in that scenario, but I'm not sure that the public would love it as much.
Yeah, I got to do something.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. We're gonna get one more here. We got Bob in Altoona. What's up, Bob? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Corey.
How you doing?
Just a little reminder that old Buckeye Denny, aka number two, I played basketball against him. He was a good basketball player at the JMC, and I think I'm gonna have to put my money on number two.
He's 73. I'm 51. I still play basketball.
He was a physical player.
I still play every single day. I'm still in pretty darn good shape. I'll take that challenge.
All right. I have a Bill Bradley comment for you.
All right.
Sports is a metaphor for overcoming obstacles and achieving against great odds.
I love that, and like what Jerry said a minute ago, if you learn to deal with that stuff in your life, it can only benefit you as you get older and have to handle the adversity that life brings you.
No doubt about it. I wish a lot more boys would play any kind of sports.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, this is Corey Geiger, host of Sports Central, and I'm thrilled to be back on the air talking about the teams you care about in Central PA. Sports Central can be heard each weekday from 4 to 5 on Hank FM. Join me for great discussions about Penn State, the Steelers, Pirates, and everything else in the world of sports. Plus, we'll take your phone calls every day. That's Sports Central with Corey Geiger, weekdays from 4 to 5 on Hank 96.1 FM.
Lightner Communications back the blue.
This is Sheriff Ott with the Blair County Sheriff's Office. The Christmas season is upon us. Make sure that we have time for joy and gatherings. We want to make sure that we make it to our destination safely, so leave in plenty of time. Make sure that we make a plan, that we check on our family and our guests to make sure that we have them home safely. Remember what the season is for. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
These sponsors are backing the blue. Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 3 Echo Emergency Solutions, and Russell Tire of Altoona.
Hank FM.
Fun show today. Lots of good stuff. We got a lot more college football discussion. We can get to the Penn State versus Notre Dame matchup. That's going to be a lot of fun. Again, on Monday, we're going to spend some time getting a little nostalgic, looking back over the last 16 years, some of my favorite memories. Hopefully, some of you who call in a great deal, we can hear from you on Monday. I'll mention at least one, if not several, you know, former listeners, one who passed away tragically, some other guys that have called in a good bit over the years, and again, want to thank Nebraska Man for calling in today. That was fantastic. Just love to hear that you're doing well, buddy, and keep it up. We hope to hear from you a lot more. All right, so again, we didn't get to the Steelers today. They've got their regular season finale tomorrow night. I meant to spend a little bit more time on that. It'll be very interesting to see what happens with Steelers' playoff situation, where they could go. The Ravens, you think, are going to beat the Browns and win the AFC North. Should be a very interesting and entertaining game, Steelers versus Bengals. And we'll see where they end up in the playoffs. We'll get into all of that on Monday as well. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Have a good weekend, folks. We'll talk to you Monday.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona.